Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Coming as we have to Romans 1, 26 and 27, we have come to the subject of homosexuality, one of the most difficult and heated debates of our day. And there are so many different concepts and ideas, and believe you me, what the Bible indicates about this is vehemently resisted by those who practice homosexual conduct in our day, and they are so fierce in their insistence upon their viewpoint that many others, I think, have caved in rather than standing up for what they believe is true just to get along, just live and let live. But the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will make you free only if you know it. It will not make you free if you don't know it. It will not make you free if you don't receive it, if you don't believe it, if you don't accept it. But if you know the truth, that is to accept what God has said, and whatever God says is true, the truth will make you free. And that statement, of course, applies ultimately to salvation in Jesus Christ, but there are a lot of other areas where this is true. It is a very freeing experience to come to an understanding of truth regarding any subject in which there has been doubt, confusion, misunderstanding, error. When truth comes along, when light is brought to bear upon any subject, it has a wonderful freeing effect. It's like being let out of prison. And this is true in this subject as well. We need to understand what the Bible says. So I begin by reading what it says in Romans 1, 26 and 27. And it says this: For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now, because the King James English is a bit cumbersome at this point, let me follow that up by reading the New American Standard Bible. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and turned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. Now, what is this all about? Let's try to get it into its context. Remember, Paul is explaining the gospel in detail. And he starts in Romans 1:18 with the judgment of God upon sin. And what we learn is that many of the expressions of sinfulness that we find in this world are the result of God's judgment. And they also invite additional judgment. And this is one of them. This is the third expression of God's judgment upon sin. And homosexuality is portrayed here as the result of God's judgment. Now, because it is pursued, it will result in further judgment, but it itself is the result of God's judgment. No wonder people who pursue this lifestyle are so insistent upon denying what the Bible teaches. But that's what it teaches. If you are pursuing a homosexual lifestyle, you already are manifesting the judgment of God upon your life. God has given you up to that. For this reason, for the reason that it tells us why, verse 26, 25, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever, amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, etc. Because men and women refuse to worship God as God, refuse to acknowledge the God of the Bible, and to worship Him as the one true God, and choose to believe a lie about God and about God's righteousness and about God's morality and so forth, then God gives people up to their sinful desires. He gave them up to degrading passions. Now, this doesn't mean that until God gave a person up, they never had a homosexual thought. But what it means is, where you see homosexuality spreading and becoming openly flaunted, you can be sure that God has already brought judgment, because that's an evidence of God removing the normal restraint that would be upon this. Where God is restraining it, it is hidden. It is behind closed doors. It is a carefully guarded secret. It is kept out of view as far as normal society is concerned. It will only be discovered, the homosexual community will only be discovered by those who are really looking for it. But dear friends, you don't have to go looking for it today. It's coming after you. That's evidence of God's judgment. Now, we looked yesterday at some of the justifications which people use to deny what the Bible teaches, claiming misinterpretation of the Bible, textual misinterpretations of various kinds, claiming that God has created people this way, and therefore they are honoring God by pursuing the activity that represents the way that God has made them. And some people just simply claim cultural irrelevance. There was a time, this is very common in our day, there was a time when this was culturally unacceptable, but now it is culturally acceptable. Times have changed, so we've got to change with the times. Well, that is a circular sort of thing. The reason why it has become culturally acceptable to some degree in our day, it will never be culturally acceptable to everyone, and there's never going to be a day when there's going to be no shame or stigma attached to this. No matter what you do, you can't get rid of all of that, because it is unnatural and it is a violation of the Word of God. And you can't change that. That's just the way it is, folks. You can't change that. But the reason why it is more culturally acceptable today than it has been is because there has been a deliberate effort to change the culture. So to claim that it ought to be accepted today because the culture has changed is circular reasoning. The reason the culture has changed is because those who are determined to pursue a deviant lifestyle and those who enjoy depravity and deviancy have set out to change the culture. Having changed it to some degree, they now claim that the change in the culture ought to be recognized as a reason why this should be legalized, sanctioned, and accepted by society. Clever, clever, clever. But I'm not surprised. The devil is clever. Remember the children's song? The devil is a sly old fox. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box, lock up the box, and throw away the key for all the tricks he's played on me. Well, believe you me, you'll never get him in a box. And he does play tricks. He's full of them. And don't forget, he is the master of deceit. He is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said that in John chapter 8. And that is the truth. So, when you find truth stood on its head and a lie being received in its place, you can be sure that the father of lies has been very, very busy. And this is one of those areas where he has been very, very busy. He has floated several lies, which many people accept as the truth. Now, one of these I want to revisit. This whole idea that people are born this way and then they don't have any choice, I question, I dispute. I don't think I can dogmatically deny it, because I really can't prove it one way or the other, but I don't think there's any good evidence for it, and I think there's a lot of evidence to the contrary. How do you explain, for example, the fact that a lot of men, when they go into prison, and this is one of the dark secrets, though not so much a secret anymore, of prison lifestyle, but so many men in prison practice homosexuality, and when they get out, they stop. How do you explain that? In other words, they choose to do it when that's what's available to them, and then they change when they get out. We're not talking necessarily about a Christian conversion. We're just talking about they go back to a different kind of sexual activity, a normal one. I'm told that homosexuality, which was rampant in Greek and Roman culture, particularly Greek culture, you know why they have all those statues of Greek gods that are nude, near nude, or virtually nude? I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons why, but one of them is because of the homosexuality, which was rampant in Greece. Do you recognize that the Greek Olympics were, the players were stripped nude? They played naked, and spectators watched that with great delight? I'm told, I read this recently, that in the army of Alexander the Great, it was common for Greek soldiers to practice homosexual activity. And it was also almost inevitable that when they got out, they married and settled down and had a family, raised children. They changed from homosexual activity to heterosexual activity. How do you explain that? I don't think we need to accept the proposition that this is something that people must pursue, that they cannot help, that they are born this way. I cannot answer all the questions. I recognize that there are people who seem to have a strong desire and leaning this way, and it seems to them that they are born this way. But that may not be true. This may be a lie of the devil. And there are several other things I could point to in this direction, but time is going to catch me short. I'm not going to be able to do it. So let me just simply say, it seems to me that it is far more likely that this is a choice, but it is a sinful choice. The Bible tells us what is righteous and what is sin. And the Bible makes it very clear that this is sin. And the Bible tells us that where you see this homosexuality growing and spreading, it's because God has judged society. He gives a society up to degrading passions. That's what the Bible calls it, and that's the Bible's explanation for it. This is the judgment of God. Now, there's good news. God is a God of mercy for those who repent and go to Christ for the cleansing of their sins. Nobody needs to be caught in this lifestyle. Nobody is without hope. But they're without hope as long as they fail to acknowledge this as sin, as long as they fail to trust Jesus Christ for the cleansing of their sin. If you won't do that, dear friend, you must go on without hope. If you do that, there is forgiveness with God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.